Over-commercialization of the airwaves has been cited as a contributory factor to the low standards in broadcasting. This development must be checked to restore quality programming and professionalism to the industry. The president of the Ghana Writers Association of Ghana and member of the National Media Commission, Kwesi Janapenton, made the comments when he delivered the 79th anniversary lecture of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation in Accra. He said the liberalization of the airwaves since the 1992 constitution came into force has led to the dumping of all manner of programs on air which do not augur well for socio-economic development. He was particularly worried about the quality of religious broadcasts, describing it as calamitous. Here is a report by Antoinette Abar and Elsie Tete.
Since the pluralization of the airwaves in 1992, so many media houses have come on board. Some have disregarded professionalism and continually sunk standards. Delivering a paper on broadcasting, friend or foe, Mr. Pinting said a situation where local stations, especially the Akan-speaking ones, keep undermining broadcasting standards is very appalling. He said language evolves, therefore allowing negative language on the airwaves to go unchecked has dire consequences. Mr. Pinting urged the NMC to sanction those who infringe on the rules and guidelines to serve as a deterrent to others.
Another factor that undermines these claims is the absence of any clear language policy in the broadcast arena. The overwhelming majority of programs are in English and or Akan. Of course, the selection of Akan is driven by commercial imperatives rather than any other motive. This is evident from the fact that to a large extent, the manner in which the language is used is not primed to preserve or even promote its purity. We know that language is dynamic, but dear friends, the speed and extent at which the Akan language is being degraded on radio is just astonishing. Because we do not insist on the high standards we profess to want, a free-for-all attitude has developed around the use of language on radio, and if we do not take care, in less time than we think, our languages will be twisted beyond repair. The equally despicable manner in which several Akan radio stations are undermining the sanctity of news broadcasts by introducing linguistic embellishments meant to turn factual news into farcical comedy. There's a very good reason why news must be treated rather respectfully, and this is found in the old adage, facts are sacred.
On gender equation, Mr. Pinting said women must be encouraged to play active roles in broadcasting, adding that this, when done, will shore up the number of women in politics. Outlining how to improve broadcasting standards, Mr. Pinting suggested the implementation of principles enshrined in the African Charter of Broadcasting. Also, there must be the establishment and strengthening of tools for research and monitoring in the broadcasting landscape.
The transformation of state and government-controlled broadcasters into public broadcasters and the importance of encouraging pluralism and diversity in ownership of broadcasting as a means of ensuring that all broadcasting facilities practice diversity by representing a broad range of views, and these must be accessible to everyone in accordance with our national objectives. Strengthen the collaboration between the NMC and NCA. This is a must because the two institutions are the two sides of the broadcasting regulatory mechanism coin. They must not look away from one another. Ensure that standards are enforceable. Without seeking to break the spirit and letter of the Constitution, we must find a way to sanction infringements of the broadcasting codes. In recent times, this NCA has been thrown overboard by many stations, and indeed, I often cite the example of a five-year-old victim of child defilement being interviewed in a broadcast on radio. Such things are happening more and more frequently.
Mr. Pinton called on the National Communications Authority to ensure that licensed radio stations operate within their mandate. It must also do well to grant more licenses for the establishment of community stations.
The report was filed by Antoinette Abar and Elsie Tete.
Minola, former executive director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Professor Kwame Kakari, has asked the state broadcaster GBC to strive to be independent in its editorial policy. He said GBC must be critical in its program, no matter the government in power. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Professor Kakari, who was a former director general of GBC, criticized the corporation for leaving too much to the private sector, which is not good for broadcasting. He said if care is not taken, GBC can be misled by the private sector.
GBC must, under the new political dispensation, assert independence. When you listen to GBC news or current affairs issues, that is where I think many people don't feel too satisfied with GBC. In that GBC, in the current political dispensation, GBC is not state-owned. Even though the law doesn't say that GBC is public service, it is not state-owned. In fact, look to government for any direction. It should not pander to government. It should be independent in all ways. It should follow strictly professional standards, and it should be critical where it ought to be critical. And this is what people don't find. So people compare what goes on GBC in terms of news and current affairs with what goes on in the private sector. I'm saying that in the private sector, people are able to feel that discussions, news, current affairs issues could be critical of government, for instance, could be critical of political parties, for instance. But a GBC does not go that mile to show that kind of independence.
In that regard, what must GBC do to stay in the competition that it currently finds itself in?
It must be independent in addressing any issue that is in the public domain. It must be critical in its programming, whether it is about government or whether it's about the private sector or whether it's about political parties, religious, whatever sector of the society that requires to be scrutinized critically. GBC must do that. If GBC doesn't take on an independent editorial posture, that is where it will fail in the competition and will become irrelevant to the majority of the listeners. You see, so many things have gone on that GBC needed to be critical, but it has either kept quiet or it has allowed the private sector to take the lead with some news issues before it follows the lead of the private radio stations and so on.